continuing our conversation on water. Today, a lot of the focus is going to be on leak detection, but Linda, you mentioned something in the break to go back real quick on testing for chlorine, that a lot of times when we test the chlorine in the showers more than what's in the pool, it doesn't, you know, when the water's running over you, it's different than physically sitting in it. And I think that's why we don't notice.
Exactly. And a lot of people, when we mention that, to go ahead and test the inside water versus the pool, they are just amazed at how much chlorine. And they came in to shower the chlorine off, and they're getting even more on them.
I have a monthly meeting at a place in town, and I always carry my hydro flask that's, you know, insulated, keeps my cold water. Well, I run out about noon, and I fill up. And, I mean, you go to put your head over the top of that, and it smells like a pure bottle of chlorine.
Yeah.
Like, how
and
can they?
And then when it heats up, it's just not safe for you to be breathing that chlorine in the hot weather.
So that's just a stat that, you know, I felt worth repeating. There can be more chlorine in the water in our home than in our pools. But a big part of the water topic today is leak detection, conserving that water. There's a lot of technologies that have come into advancement. We talked last week about recycling your pool water. We've talked about zero mass, you know.
That's
have
right.
You seen that? Pulling condensing the air in the atmosphere into your drinking water tap at your kitchen sink. A lot of new technologies. And one thing is locating that leak, so we're not just sending water through the long filtration process of sending it into the water table 300 feet below for it to make its way out to the Gulf to evaporate and to the atmosphere and dump back on the Rocky Mountains in snow in 2 years or whatever.
Well, there's nothing more discouraging than opening your city water bill and it's $800.
Yeah. And then you wonder, what's the problem?
And, you know, there's no sinkhole outside in the backyard, and you wonder. And you get those phone calls all the time, Chris.
Yeah, we do. And I tell you, Rosie, one of the things that we're seeing a lot is the insurance companies are now having people put on leak detection devices on their homes, and they're starting to get pretty sophisticated computer-wise, and they can tell if it's the kitchen faucet running or if it's a drip or it's something else. It's the sprinklers. It can't always pinpoint, like if you had a leak in the slab, it can't tell that you may still need to call a professional out, and hopefully you'd give us a call. We can come out and locate where that is, but it will give you, it's an app, and you can watch, you know, how much water you use, how much your kids are showering, how much they're using, or whatever you want to know. It's amazing what you can find out if you really want to know what's going on in your home with your water.
Some of these you can even turn your water off. When you're on vacation and you think it gives you an alarm, you can turn it right off. It's
just
amazing.
Shut the whole thing
through
down.
The app. No.
It's a great way to tell your teenager it's time to stop showering.
I guess it would be. Yeah. When the shower head just dries up. Yeah, I like that.
You know, that looks like, I don't know, it's smaller than a basketball.
Yeah, it just goes on the end line, usually into the home, or if you have a softener, it can be on the softener loop. And it would it measures the water going through, how fast it's going through, and we are testing them out now. We've got a couple different brands that we're testing out, and it's amazing what information we have been getting back.
Well, when you get the call from the homeowner that has the surprise water bill or the surprise sinkhole, when you walk on the property, what are you beginning to assess?
We usually, like a sinkhole is usually pretty easy, a big wet spot out in the yard or something. But, you know, one of the first things we'd go look at is we would try to isolate it by, first we'd see, is it with no one using water, is the meter running, that little triangle that usually spins around that you see shows water moving and nothing's on that you know of. And then we'd isolate by looking to see by shutting the hot water valve off, is it on the hot side leak, which it normally is, or it could be on a cold side leak. Yeah, and then you can use hearing equipment to locate it and also be able to trace the copper lines, which is what most of the problems are, the older homes that still have copper under the slab.
Yeah, it's always a bad sign when you walk in the kitchen and the floor is warm in December.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's not
but
a good thing.
Sometimes, you know,
a warm water leak under your slab.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, that one.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, it can be as simple. I a lady had a leak at a house she had before, and she was just panicked that she thought she had another one in her new home, and ended up just being the flapper that looked like a clam shell.
We get a lot of people that will call us really worried that it's going to be the worst thing. They've heard about these bad leaks and the repairs, and really a lot of times they are something smaller. Could be the pool autofill, something like that, and we always try and say, please call us early on so we can help you with those maintenance items before it does get into something big. And if it's something big, let us help you find that and pinpoint it and get the right work done. A lot of times these copper lines will get repaired and 6 months later there's another pinhole 6 feet down the row.
Yeah.
And that wasn't really the best decision. Yeah. And insurance companies aren't really thrilled with that either. So we want to make sure we get the right decision for their plumbing experience.
Well, and Romy, what's your statistic you carry around in your pocket? The number one cause for homeowner insurance claims is the supply line on the washing machine?
The hot water supply.
The hot water.
It's usually that flex. It's the same type of tubing that you would see supplying your toilet. But because this one's hot for laundry, it's hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And it heats up when we're using it, cools off when it's sitting there. That heating and cooling contraction wears that out, and especially if it's a cheap one and not the, you know, the metal fixtures and the metal.
The brass nuts.
It
cracks me up to walk into a hardware store and see the braided stainless steel flex
with
the
plastic.
With the plastic nuts.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Somebody must be buying them.
Oh, they are. They are by the thousands. We're here with Stampede Plumbing here at Rosie on the House. We're going to be talking more about water treatment and water conservation and detecting leaks when we get back.